My name is Brian Rivas, and this is a podcast about the novel The Boy in the Striped Pajamas by John Boyne. The overall theme of the story is a desire for friendship. Boyne explores the theme of friendship by having Bruno wander to a fence of a camp and then meeting a boy his age. Bruno immediately becomes best friends with the boy named Samuel and go on an interesting adventure. The story introduces a young boy named Bruno. He is very upset because his maid is packing all of his things and he doesn't understand why she is touching all of his stuff. It turns out his father is a German officer during World War II and his job requires a move from Berlin to Auschwitz. One day Bruno got bored at his house and went against his mother's wishes by exploring beyond the backyard fence. Bruno then wandered off to a yard full of people surrounded by a wired fence. Bruno approached the fence and stumbled upon a boy that looked the same age as him. Bruno nervously said hi and the boy said hi back. Bruno talked to the boy named Samuel for a few minutes and immediately connected to him like a magnet, becoming best friends. Bruno then started visiting him on a daily basis and even snuck food out of his house to give to Samuel. Bruno changes into a set of striped pajamas and dug the dirt out from under the fence so that the barbed wire does not hurt him when he tries to crawl under it. Bruno then crawled under the fence to the prisoner's side, leaving his clothes and boots behind on the other side of the fence. The two boys then went around the prison looking for Samuel's father, who has gone missing. Bruno wanted to go back home after looking for Samuel's father for hours. A tall, grumpy-faced Nazi approached Bruno and blew his whistle at his face. The Nazi then aggressively forced Bruno, Samuel, and the other people around them into a tent guarded by Nazis and guard dogs. Samuel and Bruno tried to sneak out but were quickly spotted by a guard walking around the tent. The two boys were held at gunpoint by a guard, but were quickly interrupted by a guard dog barking at the dark woods. That's when Bruno and Samuel took advantage of the situation and snuck back into the tent they were in. Bruno lay back on the hard, bumpy dirt and realized that he was stuck in the tent with about 200 strangers he did not know. He also realized that he couldn't go back home that day. Bruno, Samuel, and the other people in the tent were woken up by a large group of Nazis yelling at them from the outside of the tent. Bruno, Samuel, and the rest of the people in the tent were lured into a gas chamber by Nazis claiming that they were only going to take showers and to not worry. The two boys and the rest of the people were stripped from their clothes, leaving them all naked in a concrete room. But little did they know, that's where they were going to die by being burnt alive. Bruno's death was never discovered by his family, but Bruno's sudden disappearance led into a world of despair and pain for his family. The fence that separates Bruno and Samuel from each other is a symbol because it divides two different worlds into reality. On one side of the fence, the best food is served, dinner conversations are pleasant, and overall life is great. But on the other side of the fence, the worst in human cruelty is evident. The fence is represented how the situation can be overcome. The fences and its divisions are overcome with the friendship Bruno and Samuel built. I would recommend this book to other people because it is a great story expressing the power of friendship between two kids. I would also recommend this book because it teaches very important life lessons people go through in life. This book is also great to read because it gives people a sense of how life was like during the Holocaust. Although the story is fictional and very emotional, It does take place in a historical setting.